globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we begin hour two together today, everybody, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 13th. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. The National Communal Forum is how we will begin these next 60 minutes before we take you to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville coming up for our G Block. It's the 286th week since we added the NCF to this program. This is the part of the show where we discuss national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. We talk politics, local happenings, travel and tourism certainly gets mixed in. And these are all meant to be real-time reports that you're just not going to hear about anywhere else. Three of our now 611 weekly affiliates are waiting for us on the show hotline. Mary, who's here today?
All right. So we have from our Cumulus Media affiliate in Albuquerque, we have news anchor Natasha Leyba. That's FM 96.3 and AM 770 KKOB Radio. We have John Mounts, program director at our iHeart Radio affiliate in Huntsville. And that's FM 102.5 and AM 800 WBHP Radio. And Saga Communications' Jeff Chittister from our Manchester, New Hampshire affiliate. He's the morning host, FM 99.9 and AM 1370 WFEA Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Natasha, you know, as I said to begin hour one earlier today, it's been a very somber week for our nation with the assassination of Charlie Kirk in Utah and the commemoration of 9/11. It's hard to believe it's been 24 years, actually, since that. I want to know, what's the big local story that you've been covering there on air in Albuquerque for KKOB listeners?
Well, we did do the same. We are covering Kirk as well, but we also have some local travel going on, which will bring in a little bit better of an attitude to remind people that there is some good in the world. So we have our state fair and our balloon fiesta just around the corner. So those seem to be taking up our airwaves at this moment.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because the International Balloon Fiesta, it's going to be happening. Actually, Mary and I will be in Maui with this show for our next big Let's Go America Tour event and live remote. But that's happening in early October there. So, you know, how big of an impact does that have on the area's economy?
We call it the Super Bowl of Albuquerque. So it balloons up to literally double the size of our population, just grows. And, you know, everything's clean and beautiful. Tourists are just kind and happy to be there, which, you know, typically if our roadways are going to be impacted, people get a little upset. But we're actually very happy to see the tourists and the balloons flying by. So it's actually a really exciting time of year. It's something that everyone waits for.
It's something to come do there.
Yeah,
sure.
It looks great. All right.
Natasha,
we are off to Rocket City. And John, so I don't know, maybe you heard at the end of last hour, we had the senior editor of U.S. News and World Report on with us, and she mentioned growing up visiting Huntsville, Alabama, specifically the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, which, Robert, you and I have also enjoyed with our family. But with President Trump's recent announcement, John, we can certainly talk about another kind of space that's coming to the area, Space Command. So talk with us about the local reaction and the impact it's relocating from Colorado.
Well, we're all just thrilled to have it coming, because it's going to result in about 1,500 jobs just to start, and it'll grow. And that's just the actual jobs, not including the impact on the economy overall. And the good thing is, the whole Tennessee Valley, it was built by engineers, you know, rocket scientists, so to speak. So the roads, we have enough roads to be able to handle the increased capacity of people who are moving into the community. We've got resources like the Redstone Arsenal and a ton of defense contractors already located there to help support Space Command. So we're definitely excited about being able to bring that to our community. And really, the entire Tennessee Valley is very excited about it.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, great
that.
Point about the infrastructure with the roads already
we talk
in place.
About that.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of times we'll be in Nashville, we'll drive down to Birmingham. The road system
yeah,
there
really
is outstanding.
Is. So yeah.
All right, so well, listen, the leaves are changing here in the New York City area where Mary and I are, so I know it has to be happening where Jeff is as well. Rudy, where do you want to go with Jeff in Manchester today?
Well, I'm a big fan of Manchester, New Hampshire, Jeff. I spent a summer there and started a newspaper, a counter newspaper in the 70s to answer the Manchester Union Leader, your famous conservative newspaper there. But what I mean, I like the Courier Museum. I know that there's that famous Picasso woman seated in a chair there, which is just a masterpiece. I mean, you have got culture. You've also got great outdoor stuff. What would you tell somebody coming to visit there they got to see?
Well, I mean, you bring up a really good point. The Curie Museum is actually a gorgeous museum. Frank Lloyd Wright, we have two of his homes right here in Manchester as well.
So
if you're coming to New Hampshire, yeah, it's gorgeous. And you know, you can fly right into Manchester. You don't have to go to Boston. And you can actually use Manchester, which is in the Merrimack Valley area of our state. You can actually use Manchester as your staging ground. And then almost anywhere you want to go, whether it's the Great North or if you want to go over to the Lake Sunapee area, you can all do that within about an hour. And it just gives you an opportunity to come back to Manchester and enjoy, like you said, the Curie Museum. And it's always packed, but a lot of people don't know about it. And I'm so glad you knew about it.
Well, you know, listen, actually, Rudy, I'm not sure, you and I did a trip, actually, from Boston up to Manchester probably about 10 years ago now, a car trip there, and we had a good time while we were there. So, all right, we're going to go in this direction. Last question from us today. It's for all three of you. I want to know, what's the best part about your radio station that helps you most connect to the community? Natasha, what say you?
We're just so connected in ways. We have a program director that is giving back to our community. We're actually going to have a golf tournament here soon. And everything that we do at this point is not only to inform, but also to help our community, which I think is something that has gone away. And our program director is fantastic, Buck, and he's bringing that back 100%.
Like that. John, what about you there in Huntsville? What would you say?
A lot of the same things. You know, we're a sounding board, especially like what happened earlier this week with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. It gave everyone in Huntsville a chance to call in and let their voice be heard about a situation that, you know, shook the nation and shook the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah, it certainly did shake the nation, no question about it. Real loss for all of us. So, Jeff, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What's the best part about your radio station that helps you most connect with the community there in Manchester?
Well, I appreciate what Natasha and John are saying, too. I think one of the biggest things is we have over 90,000 veterans in our state. We're a very active state as far as veteran community and also active duty community. So we make sure that, you know, with our program director and our team here, that we're constantly reaching out to the veteran community. Because, you know, when we look at New Hampshire, I mean, it's the state that has the third highest per capita veteran-owned businesses as well. And it makes it really, especially when we look at these troubling weeks, when we talk about our veteran community, it makes us very humble. It makes us return to our humility and really tries to calm down the conversation to stay focused on those people who've served on our behalf.
And again, it just underscores the power of radio because, again, you know, people a lot of times we're not podcast. I mean, there's a place
but
for that.
But it really is. All the points that you guys made about the connection to the community and a voice for the community as well, I think is what sets radio apart.
I'll have a little bit of fun with everybody here. I was expecting you all to answer being affiliated with America's number one travel radio show. None of you said that. So this will be your last time on the National Communal Forum. But no kidding, actually. All what you said, we agree with. And, you know, we add exclamation points behind that. So, listen, thanks to all three of you for being part of today's National Communal Forum. Could not do this show without you. We love being part of your stations and interacting with your community. So, have a great weekend. Thank you. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, it is the Personal Connection. We're going to take you to Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all seven continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We're certainly living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We're strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. You've heard me say now for years that there are some things in life you just shouldn't do without. Well, traveling with travel insurance is one of them. Coverage includes many items such as trip cancellation, interruption and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer concierge services. And in today's world, look for CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Bottom line, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, connect with TravelGuard at TravelGuard.com and get the coverage you should have. You'll also find a direct link on our website. That's rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go now with today's personal connection, everyone. We're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it equates to smart travel as it safeguards you against so many unknowns that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruption, and delays. You might have medical coverage and expenses and evacuation that you need, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement, work-related cancellations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart, folks. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, travelers come from all over the world to visit Nashville, Tennessee. We just addressed this actually last hour and talked about their growth, and they mainly come to soak up all that Music City offers at its various live venues. But how did this city build its country music reputation? Well, something happened in the radio world 100 years ago this November that would lead the way for Nashville to become the city to launch countless country music careers. For the latest in our Personal Connection series, joining us is Dan Rogers, the Senior VP and Executive Producer of the Grand Ole Opry.
Looking forward to this, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Dan.
Thank you greatly.
You know, we'll get to some of the history and the centennial in a minute, but I want to first talk about your career in the Opry, Dan. As we're told, you're a 26-year veteran, and here you are leading the Opry in its 100th year. So share how you got started with the Grand Ole Opry and what it means to you to be in your current role.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you, I got started with the Grand Ole Opry as a kid, not as a terms of a career, but there's not a day that I don't remember the Grand Ole Opry. It was just a part of my family, and went to college, of course, graduate school, and ended up as a graduate intern here at the show. And never left, as they say.
And here you are leading it in its 100th year. I think it's great. So speaking of its 100th year, I did in your setup briefly allude to the event that happened in November of 1925. Just walk us briefly through what that was.
So, you know, none of us alive today hardly remember a life without radio. Mm-hmm. But radio was new in 1925. And a station here in Nashville had a fellow named Uncle Jimmy Thompson sit down and play old-time fiddle tunes like you would have heard on front porches and backyards across Tennessee and across the South at that time. And people wrote in saying, that's the kind of music we love. That's the kind of music we're making ourselves. And from that moment on Saturday nights in Nashville, Tennessee, WSM was playing old-time music, now known as country music, and the show became the Grand Ole Opry and has played more than 5,000 Saturday nights since. And, of course, celebrating 100 years this year.
What a great story.
Well,
it
and
really
WSM,
is. It is.
Listen, we appreciate, we have 611 stations run this show around the country, but WSM is a legendary station.
Yeah.
Anybody in the country music world knows it for sure, and how it all started. We love it. We certainly do.
And it says, be careful what kind of fiddle tune you play, because you creating the show that made country music famous, if you're not careful.
Well, that's true. So listen, we realize the Grand Ole Opry has gone through several different venues over the years, including the iconic Ryman Auditorium. And I believe you still sometimes bring the Opry back there for some special events. But give folks tuned in some insights on the current venue, things I'm thinking about right now, like the seating, how many shows a year, other specifics, things like that.
You bet. Our permanent home is the Grand Ole Opry House. It was built just for the Opry and opened back in 1974. It's the very first venue that was built specifically for the Opry. So there are lots of dressing rooms backstage. It truly feels like a country music showplace backstage and out front in the auditorium. And, we call it the home of country music, but it really is that. On a typical show night, you'll have artists walking from dressing room to dressing room, hanging out in the green room, bringing their kids to say hello to everybody. It truly does feel like home. And out front, there are 4,400 seats. There's not a bad seat in the house, and that really feels like home as well. I mean, weekend after weekend and show after show, people come from around the world thrilled to have finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, that's what it's all about,
right. Intimate. So you're in our personal connection segment today, where we discuss all kinds of experiences that shape travel, as well as guest personal and sometimes transformational travel experiences. And you just said visitors come from all over the globe, literally, to come to the Grand Ole Opry. You're producing a lot of shows there each year. Talk about how much heart, soul, and work goes into putting these shows on. And some of the greats, just tick off a few of the greats who've graced the stage.
Oh, yeah. When you're talking about, the Opry making an impact, the first person I think of these days is Lainey Wilson, who is an Entertainer of the Year award winner and just so beloved by folks from different age groups. And she convinced her parents and her sister to bring her here at age 9 from rural Louisiana. And Lainey can point to the seat she was sitting in when she sat and looked up at that Opry stage and said, that's what I'm going to do with my life. Yeah. I'm going to become a country music singer. I'm going to write and record country music, and maybe someday I'll get to play that Opry stage. And just last summer of 2024, she became an official member of the Grand Ole Opry.
And there's a great example of the heart and soul of all of that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Mary talked about, you think about just, we understand, all the moving parts that takes to put our program together. But, you're doing these shows. You just talked about all of the programs going on. And so talk about your team. All the heart, energy, all the ideas. It's a lot. No question about it, Dan.
It's rare that there's a night at the Grand Ole Opry House without some sort of event, and we'll do at least 240 Opry shows this year. Each of those shows features 8 to 10 artists, at least, doing all different styles of country music. So by the end of the year, we'll have had no less than 2,000 performances of country music greats from, as I said, Lainey Wilson and Carrie Underwood is on tonight, to Vince Gill and Garth Brooks and the great Bill Anderson, just across the board. 2,000 of those performances.
I love it. So, you were fairly new in your role when the pandemic hit, and I've heard you say in a few places that you feel the Opry came out stronger than it was before those challenging years. Talk about what you did and how you kept the Opry going that worked, because in reality, you sort of took the Opry back to its roots before the audiences started coming.
Exactly. Back in, as we said, November of 1925, a fiddle player sat down in a studio without an audience, played that fiddle, and the people listened. And then in 2020, when the world shut down, artists like Garth and Vince and Brad Paisley and Trisha Yearwood came into an empty Opry house, sat on our stage, and played to no one in the Opry house, maybe about 10 of us total, but to millions and millions of people who hungered for that connection and for country music every Saturday night. It was incredible. It helped build the Opry's fan base, which was already huge, and led to now, being able to do two sold-out shows tonight, 8,800 people total will be here this evening for the big shows.
I applaud you for that.
So since unbelievable. Since you're in your 100th year, do you have any specific goals or anything you'd like to see as the Opry continues to move forward?
Absolutely. It's to open the doors wide open to the next 100 years to draw an audience that's truly from around the world, which we're doing. And one of the big ways we'll do that is later this month, for the first time ever, the Opry will emanate from outside the United States of America. We'll be doing a show in Royal Albert Hall in London.
Oh, that's great.
And
beautiful place.
Best is yet to come.
Yeah, we had the show there last year.
We took the show there last year. Wow, congratulations.
Really quick, I just need a quick 10-second answer on this, but is there one musician who hasn't performed there yet that you'd like to see at the Opry?
There's too many to say, but I'll tell you, if James Taylor, if you're listening today, we'd love to hear God. I'd listen to anything he wanted to sing on our Opry stage.
Amen. Good chance with all the
stations out there. He's listening. So, Dan, very nice chatting with you today. Yeah. Folks, for all show, venue, and more details, you can just go to the website, operate.com. Dan, happy 100th. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Come see us.
That was fun, Dan. Take care.
Oh, you betcha. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye. What a great career.
All those performances.
And I mean, just think about all of that production work. And
it's
amazing.
A little breaking news
fabulous,
Royal Albert Hall.
That's also great.
That's a place to go.
Fabulous venue. Get yourself to the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, folks, as we get ready to pause for some sponsor messages, as our local stations will update you during this bottom of the hour break, still to come today, our listener emails, and in about 20 minutes, it's the latest museum gallery. Don't go away.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool. Because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. You know, we all love when a favorite comes back and it's better than ever before. Well, I'm happy to tell you that Everyday Earbuds Classic are back from buyraycon.com. And this latest and vastly improved version now features active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing and the one thing you could only get on their more expensive models. Pair this with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, and your Raycons will never leave your ears. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know, but at about half the price. Raycon, which is R-A-Y-C-O-N, simple enough, Raycon earbuds with noise canceling. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair and save 20% off with a full happiness guarantee, guarantee return policy at buyraycon.com/carry. buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a direct link by looking under sponsored at rmworldtravel.com. As always, well, I remember my surprise 23 years ago when I was changing planes at Amsterdam's sprawling Schiphol Airport to find a mini art gallery right in the middle of the airport. Not just any gallery, but one curated by the country's most famous gallery, the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. Well, today, art in airports is everywhere, as my next guest will tell us. Mark Chestnut's a New York-based journalist who writes for a variety of travel publications, such as Miami Herald, Travel and Leisure, In-Flight Magazines. Remember those? Not many of those left. He also contributes to trade publications that are travel-focused and published by the North Star Travel Group. And in one North Star publication, Travel Pulse, he recently described the wide world of art available to travelers. Like I am, he's a big fan of airports, and the widespread display of art is a cherry atop the ice cream, in my opinion. Mark, welcome to the show. You open your article with San Francisco International Airport. Describe what's on offer there, won't you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm a big fan, so I'm excited to have the chance to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, San Francisco is a international airport is a wonderful place to start any talk about art and culture at the airports. People tend to love to complain about airports and the time we have to spend there, but at San Francisco, you have everything from history and politics exhibits to fine art, contemporary art, and also airline and air travel history. Like they had an exhibit about the legacy of Virgin America, a now defunct airline, and that exhibit is up through November of this year, so November 2nd. So yeah, there's just a diverse array of artwork, of culture on exhibit there, and it really makes your time in the airport a lot more pleasant and more enriching.
And let's be clear, these pieces of art aren't hung for people to buy. I mean, nobody's selling anything here. This is not a commercial enterprise. They are legitimate, curated art exhibits. And you have Nashville, Jacksonville, Florida, all over the country.
Yeah, that's what makes it wonderful, really. Yeah, even you might think, oh, this is only going to be at the biggest airports. But yeah, I've been in smaller airports. I've been in Savannah Airport. They have a wonderful art gallery there, for example. Yeah, you can find it in airports large and small, and it's not a matter of someone trying to sell you something. It really is enriching. It's curated. It has like a cultural focus and often a local connection that connects you more, gives you more of a sense of place, too.
Yeah, and they'll give you a history of the artist, and usually the artists are from the country you're passing through or arriving at. But they do tell you a lot about the artist, and they do huge displays. I mean, this isn't you know, one wall or a little room with about 12 paintings. Sometimes they can cover, you know, enormous walkways through airports, can't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And so you never know where, for example, at Philadelphia International Airport, I had a great, really long layover there once where I basically walked from one end to the other, and every part of the airport had different types of artwork on display, you know, from crocheted rocking chairs to Motown music-inspired art. Not Motown, I'm sorry, the Philly sound musical art. So there's so much of the diversity of artwork that you can explore, and it really does make it worth getting to the airport early or actually trying to enjoy a long layover.
And there's, I think of aviation museums, and there's one that I don't think a lot of people who pass through that enormous airport, Dallas-Fort Worth, know that they can just hop over to an American Airlines museum called the C.R. Smith Museum. And tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite reasons to leave an airport, actually, on a long layover. And I have actually arranged longer layovers at DFW just for that reason. It's a great space because it really takes you back to the very beginning of American Airlines and its other predecessor companies and affiliated companies, including, you know, U.S. Airways, U.S. Air and Allegheny Airlines and all of that, and America West. So it just takes you back in time. It shows you what travel was like in the 1930s up through today, how uniforms have changed, how aircraft has changed, and the air travel experience. And Delta has a similar museum that's not far away from
yes.
from their hub in Atlanta. So yeah, I love, as an air travel enthusiast, I really find those especially, they're visually and intellectually stimulating for sure.
And the Delta one outside the, or very near the Hartsfield-Jackson-Atlanta International Airport, you can try out a flight simulator. You can see the very first 747-400 ever built. That must be I have been to the Delta one, excuse me. I've been to the American one and the Delta one. They're quite large. You can't fit a 747 in a small room.
That's true, yeah. I mean, they're hangars, essentially, so
right.
If you're going to put a plane in it. So, yeah, they're absolutely incredible. Another one of my favorites, if we're talking about airline-specific, air travel-specific, is the TWA Hotel at JFK in New York City, because they do have the Constellation aircraft that you can board outside of the former terminal and have a cocktail. And then indoors, they have these amazing exhibits of uniforms throughout the era, the ages, and photographs and all kinds of paraphernalia. So, yeah, it's really fun to travel back in time as opposed to just making a connection.
Mark Chestnut is a journalist. He's also an editor and speaks often on travel subjects. You can read his article about art in airports at DepartureLevel.com. That's the publication, DepartureLevel.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you very much, Rudy. I appreciate it. Have a good one and happy travel.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all seven continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale is on, and it's only on until August 31st. You're going to save 25% on everything with code LaborDay25 at BrickhouseNutrition.com. Start fall off strong, reboot your health, and save big. This massive sale includes the best-selling weight loss formula Lean and the very popular Field of Greens, the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Head to BrickhouseNutrition.com and use code LaborDay25 for 25% off. Sale ends midnight, August 31st.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, back at it we go, everyone, as Mary and I are now going to answer some emails that have been sent in to us for this iBlock, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
My slippers are back, everyone, and they're just $39.98. That's a savings of $110 as a listener of this show. Percal bed sheets, any size, any color, they're just $29.88, and classic MyPillows are just $19.98.
You know, we also want to talk about their new Rev 7 energy drink that's been very well received. Whatever energy drink that you currently have, get rid of it. Make the switch to the next generation in energy drinks, Rev 7. It's powered by GoBHB. It contains no caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. It's vegan. It comes in great flavors. You can order using promo code CARRY. You'll save 30%. That translates into the all-new Rev 7 energy drink coming to you for as low as $9.99. Go get all of our show specials as mentioned today at MyPillow.com/CARRY with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors. Email number one today, Mary, well, that is from Vicky, who has written to us from Lawrence, New Jersey. That's our local Cape May area affiliate, FM 102.3 WNJD Radio, part of the Philadelphia DMA. She writes, our son lives in Garland, Texas, and we found cheap flights to Dallas to visit for Christmas on Spirit Airlines, but we have to connect in Orlando. I'm writing because after hearing your show and what you said about Spirit, I'm worried we could get stuck if they go out of business, so any insights you could share would be so appreciated. Thanks for considering answering this message. We love listening.
Vicky, you have every right to be worried. I'm happy to answer your question. The most direct answer, in my opinion, is how much risk are you willing to take? Spirit is now in their second bankruptcy in less than a year, just as we shared last week on the show. And Robert, I know you're going to talk about this some more on Monday during our daily travel commentary that's going to run across our stations across the U.S. But listen, they're about to end service to more than a dozen airports. Their leasing companies are taking back planes. Vicky, I would personally not chance this for Christmas to be with my son.
Yeah. Okay. So first, Spirit is not an airline that we'd fly even if they were in great financial health, okay? And knowing what we know about their operations now and the balance sheet, there's no way we can credibly recommend anyone in our audience fly with them right now. And there certainly is a good possibility that they're not going to be in business by Christmas, Vicky. Why would you fly, by the way, from Philadelphia to Dallas and connect in Orlando? And I'm saying that because both of those cities are hub airports for American Airlines, and they have direct service linking Philadelphia and Dallas. Now, I haven't checked the flight differences between the two carriers, but since we're in September with time to go, I doubt there's much difference. If you want to look at a low-cost carrier, you know, we suggest Southwest Airlines. Go look at them. Although you're going to likely go to Dallas Love Field and not Dallas Fort Worth International with them, so keep that in mind. Or see if Allegiant or Breeze serve those cities. They may not fly out of Philadelphia, but they will from Newark, I assure you. You don't need the agita at Christmas with your family, Vicky. Mary mentioned how much of a risk you're willing to take. Frankly, I agree with her. This is certainly not one that we would take, all right? Email number two today is from Marilyn, who listens to us in Covington, Iowa. That's our local iHeart affiliate, AM 600 WMT Radio in Cedar Rapids. Marilyn, Mary, you're going to love this. She is seeking some simplicity in her life, as she's written.
That's good.
My husband and I travel 3 or 4 times per year. We love staying at luxury hotels and treating ourselves well. It's very common to find an espresso or Keurig machine in our suite, and I find them to be so frustrating and confusing to use and a major annoyance to start my day. Sometimes it's easier to just order room service. I'm not sure what you can do to change this, but maybe someone working at hotels will hear this and it will help simplify morning coffee.
Yeah, Marilyn, I laughed when I saw your question. I'm still laughing as Robert says it out loud. And it's true in so many ways. These machines are incredibly annoying. I do love to start my day also with a great cup of coffee. And wherever we're traveling, whether it's Nespresso, Keurig, or the Illy machines that we've also tried, they do provide a reliable and decent cup of coffee. We've come a long way from what hotels used to offer with those Mr. Coffee-like machines and stale coffee that was at least a decade old. So my fix for this is pretty simple, although I have mastered the Nespresso, but not the other ones. So here's my answer for you. Robert gets up and makes me coffee so I don't have to deal with those annoying machines. Maybe ask your husband to do that for you. Now everyone knows.
I do that for you. That's exactly. It makes life so much simpler. Listen, this is kind of funny. I mean, it's certainly a first world problem,
yes.
I'd say. These machines, they never do come with instructions. You're right. And they do differ a bit from, you know, hotel to hotel or on a cruise ship like we've also experienced. I'd say usually it's the first day that's the biggest problem, because after you master it that first day, you know, the other days get easier. A bigger issue for us, though, is Mary loves dark roasted coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Marilyn, and getting the room service attendant to replenish the coffee with that type doesn't always happen. They seem to love to restock the decaf or the lighter roast coffees, so I find myself having to leave notes or track down housekeeping in the hallways to get what we want.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the best machines out there, I think, are the Ilia machines. They're also the hardest to figure out, for sure. I think about a trip to Italy on that.
Yep.
But, you know, I do think Marilyn's fix of simply ordering room service, maybe that's just the way to go. Or take a metal French press. Go buy some local good coffee, add some hot water. All these high-end hotels, they have a kettle to make hot water, so that makes it easier. So we're going to leave it there for today. Keep sending us your travel questions, everyone. Love the coffee question here.
Oh, my gosh.
You can also share your show comments with us as well. The best way to reach us is through the show website, rmworldtravel.com. Just click on that Contact Us tab right at the top of the homepage. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Marilyn, for today's emails. This is RM World Travel. We'll be back in a quick 3 minutes for the Museum Gallery. That's going to have us talking B&O.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we make the jump from emails now to the Museum Gallery during that break, we are sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, whether it's from working a physical job or maybe it's an injury or other things. Sometimes there's a price to be paid for living. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain It's called Relief Factor.
You know, travel can also impact our bodies. And what we like about this product is you're going to notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. It's developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation. It doesn't mask pain, right? It helps eliminate it forever. You can't stop aging, but you can stop pain. Let us help you turn back the clock. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Or just go to RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, trains are a huge part of the fabric of America's history and westward expansion. Chris Holland knows this as the executive director with the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore. Chris joins us now for a conversation on the museum's collection and what they've got on tap for America's 250.
Well, that sounds interesting. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Museum Gallery segment of the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice having you aboard with us. You know, certainly the B&O Railroad is known to many from the board game Monopoly, I would think. But the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, it was a real game changer as the first steam-operated railway in the country, chartered as a common carrier of freight and passengers. So talk about your museum, how it fits into this, and give us a quick overview of the museum itself.
Well, thank you. The B&O Railroad Museum is the birthplace of the American Railroad because, as you said, the B&O was our nation's first common carrier chartered railroad, and it is approaching 200 years old in 2027. So at the birthplace, what you can see is the first stone that was ever laid in the country. You can see the first mile of track that was laid, the very first train station. We are literally located on all B&O grounds, and we have historic buildings ranging from 1851. So it's a great site, and we have one of the most comprehensive collections of 19th century rolling stock of anywhere in the world.
Interesting, and we'll get back to that in a minute, but I do want to get to something that's kind of hot off the presses from you guys about America's 250. Talk a little bit about what you may have planned or what you do have planned that you're going to be highlighting for everyone next year.
Well, we are very excited about America's 250, and because the railroad, we think, was one of the greatest inventions during these 250 years. And what we are going to be doing is we have in our collection the AFT-1. That is the locomotive that pulled the American Freedom Train during the 200th anniversary of the country in 1975 and 76. It's one of the locomotives. And we have it, and we are restoring it, doing a cosmetic restoration, and we are putting it back to the glory of how it looked when it was in the AFT-1 colors. So it had a huge presidential mural on the side of it. And we will be unveiling it in January 2026. It's really such a patriotic symbol. It's a symbol of unity. And then we will be having year-long programming around the locomotive and other facts around the 250.
Well, this will also work very well because in addition to all of this, Chris, that you're just talking about, you also have a lot coming up in the year after that as well as you prepare for the 200th anniversary of American railroading in 2027. So, you know, thoughts on the significance of this anniversary that's also coming after America celebrates, you know, her 250?
Well, 100%. It just goes, you know, 2027 is the 200th anniversary. So the railroad was formed just 50 years after the country. And that's why it is so significant to almost every industry and every aspect of American life. And so we are planning a nationwide and local celebration. We are having partners who commit to amplify the railroad in 27, the anniversary. And that website actually that we have just launched is AmericanRail200.org. Let us know if you want to be a partner in the celebration. But we have lots of events planned for that year, things even including opening the very first stone. It was a time capsule, and we're going to open it on July 4th, 2027, and see what was inside of it and create another time capsule for the next 200 years. But there will be activities all over the country.
And how old is that time capsule that you're going to open in July of 2027?
The stone itself was laid while the railroad was chartered on February 28, 1827. The very first stone was laid on July 4th, 1828.
Oh, my.
It was laid by Charles Carroll of Carrollton, who was the last signer of the Declaration of Independence.
So, Chris, listen.
Okay,
you know,
Chris,
get some sleep right
Chris,
now
you're
because
gonna be
you're
going to
be very busy. Exactly right. I mean, that's you got a lot
it is
coming.
Exciting.
So
yeah,
I just want to go over that website you mentioned, though, for folks that may want to get involved. You said it was AmericanRail200.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And I also want to share with everybody listening right now, if you want more information right now on the B&O Railroad Museum itself in Baltimore, that website is very easy as well. It's just borail.org, borail.org, and we would certainly encourage you to go and experience that. I know we have station there in Baltimore, also in the surrounding area mm-hmm. of other areas, so yeah. hopefully some of our listeners there. But if you're coming across the country, wherever it is, you know, make sure you check that out. Chris, very nice to talk with you today. Really appreciate it. Good luck with all that's ahead for you, and we will certainly be watching, okay?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, that AFT1 trip, man, that sounds...
Oh, my goodness. Great. How exciting. And launching in January.
Railroad is such an important part of our country as well. So
it's a huge part of the history.
All right. We hope all of you enjoy the rest of your weekend right now, folks. Until we're back next Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.